Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we'll have more on Shohei Ohtani coming up in a few minutes. We got the Tom Brady story as well.
But oh, yeah.
Clearly, you know, the death of O.J. Simpson today has sparked so much conversation about so many different things. And when we talked about it last hour, I told you my reaction is I don't really have a reaction because there's no one, there's no peace for anybody. There's nothing but more frustration and anger. And it's like, you know, he died and that's it. And we're reliving everything else one more time all over again.
There were a lot of memes that were going around today. Some of them are just way off the charts. I mean, I went and saw Late Night with the Devil yesterday.
Okay.
It's about a talk show and summoning demons and all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That. But folks saying, hey, he's on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Real.
Wait, I'll tell you two things. One, when I first moved to L.A., because I saw him once in a restaurant.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, my God. This actually is a very funny story.
What year is this?
This is 96. This is spring of 96.
He ate at McDonald's?
No, stop. This was at...
did you almost crash in the drive-thru?
Yeah. Because he was
tried
working
to back
there.
Into me.
Good thing you didn't cut him off.
We had a softball game on a Wednesday night, I want to say, and we were looking for a place to go eat after, obviously. And we usually go to this one restaurant, but for some reason we didn't want to go, so we went to an El Torito, there's a big chain of El Toritos across country. So we go to El Torito that's in Santa Monica, and we all get, and my two of my good friends and I, we walk in right after the game is over, and it's like there's a bar area, and then there's a restaurant. And we walk into the restaurant, and we walk right in, and we walk right by, standing right there, having a drink with some woman, is O.J. Simpson. And we walk in, we both go, whoa. So we go sit down at the table.
Everybody has the same reaction.
We were like, whoa.
Was it an audible whoa?
Yeah, no, we were like, well, like I remember walking in going, oh, and I kind of stopped. Like
a Tribbiani excitation.
Oh, absolutely. Whoa. Yeah. So we go sit down and we're just like whispering going, oh my God, that's O.J. Simpson. Who's he with? Oh my God. And it was some blonde woman he was with having a drink. And we're like, oh wow, O.J.'s here. And he stayed there for like, I don't know, maybe a half hour. Nobody went up to talk to him. Nobody said anything. He was just there with her having a drink. But he's standing right at the entrance to the rally. Like, you walk right into the restaurant, and he's standing right there.
You sure he wasn't a greeter?
I mean, no, he was not. We're at El Torito? No.
Hey, I don't know.
Sit down.
Come in or I'll kill you.
Sit down. We have the appetizer nachos and can come out and can work. So
you take that table.
I'm sitting here going, that's just, I didn't think about that until so much later, that here's a guy so notorious and so famous, and I'm going to stand in an empty restaurant, because there wasn't a lot of people on a Wednesday night El Torito at 8:30.
I wonder why.
I'm standing right when you walk in, where anybody can walk in and go, oh, hey, Juice is here. Right? Oh, look, Juice is here. So we sit down, like, I can't believe he's standing right, like, literally,
I gotta
you
think
walk in,
for the next 30 years
after there is O.J. Simpson.
That he got off on that idea. Of what's going on in your head?
Oh no,
when you see me.
No, there's definitely a bit about the later years with him we have to get into. But
listen, it wasn't awkward for him.
No, he didn't care.
He didn't care.
So we sit down. We're like, oh my God, OJ's here, and we're coming in. And some people didn't see him. We go, sit down. Look, there's OJ. He's right there. He's right there. So the next day, I call my grandparents, because both my grandparents were alive, and my grandfather was obsessed with the OJ trial. We didn't get along great after I left home to move to Syracuse and then go to work at ESPN. But he was happy for me, and he was happy for my career that I went to work at ESPN. And when he knew I was working on the OJ trial as a production assistant in AP, he was wanted to talk about it every day.
Did you feed him any extra footage, maybe behind the scenes?
No, he just wanted to know what was going on. What happened today? What happened? Because I told you my grandfather watched the news at 4, at 5, at 6, at 10 and 11, right?
Sure.
So I knew, I said, he's gonna flip when I tell him that I saw O.J. Simpson. So I call on the phone, and he answers. I go, hey, Pop, it's me. Hey, Chase, what's going on? I go, oh, tell Graham to pick up the phone. Why? Oh, I got to tell you something. I can tell you who I saw. Glow, pick up the phone. My grandmother picks the phone. Hello? Who is this? Graham, it's me. Oh, Jason, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. All right. What happened? I go, so I had a softball game last night.
Did you win?
And we went out. How'd you do? How'd you hit? What'd you do? What are you, 3 for 4? What were you? Where'd you play? What'd you do? So, no, at that point, he didn't care because I'm playing beer league softball. It wasn't high school
wasn't
and little league.
It wasn't exciting anymore.
It wasn't high school and little league. Yeah. Why aren't you playing? How come you play third base better than, yeah, okay.
Damn it, Gramps, so, I'm still playing for titles.
So I call and I go, you're not going to believe it. But I had a softball game last night, and after we won, we went to El Torito, which is this restaurant. It's in Santa Monica. And my friends and I walk inside, and it's a restaurant where there's a bar on the left, and then you sit down and eat on the right side of it. And I go, you know who he walked in and walked right past? I can't believe it. Was standing there having a drink with a woman was O.J. Simpson. And my grandfather goes, oh, like he was done. And my grandmother, this is what she does. I'm going to try to give it justice because this is the best. My grandmother goes, ooh, be careful.
Your grandma sounded like Edith Bunker.
That's what she does. She sounded like that. That was the voice. But she told, be careful, like something was going to happen. I'm walking into a bar. Oh, look at that. So, but she wanted me to be careful. She was still looking
thought you were
going to
have a
me.
Showdown with
oh,
OJ.
Be careful. I didn't try to tackle him, Graham. I didn't try, you know, I walked by and sat down. Just told me to be careful.
Told him he couldn't get 2,000 on me.
I know. Someone's going to pass that record. You just watch.
Your grandma thought you were hanging out with like gangs. No.
See, here's the thing.
Murderers?
No. But
L.A.?
To go back a few months before that, and this is what was embarrassing for me, is that the first weekend, Pam and I, because we hadn't been in L.A. that long. I think we'd been in L.A. at that point for maybe like 5 or 6 months. The first week we moved to L.A., we moved into our new apartment, and we're hanging out. It was near the beach, and all of a sudden, like, a Star Wagons trailer pulls up, and a couple pulls up, and, you know, we don't know what's going on. We're like, what is this? And our downstairs neighbor says, oh, they were shooting a movie here a few months ago, and I think they're back to shoot some scenes. They said they were coming back in the next couple of weeks, and if they could park
get
here.
Some pickups.
We were like, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. So that's what I was like, oh, okay, great. And we said, what's the movie? Do you know what the movie's called? He goes, I think it's called Jerry Maguire. We were like, oh, okay, what, Jerry Maguire? I don't know. She goes, yeah, I think Tom Cruise is in it. We're like, oh, okay, wow. So we're like, maybe he's here. No, he can't be here. There's no way he's here. So we're just hanging out in downstairs talking to our neighbor, and all of a sudden, this two big security guards come walking around the corner, and all of a sudden, he comes walking around the corner. And he's dressed like, if you remember Jerry Maguire, he's dressed like in the scene when things are going bad for him, and he's like staring out the window, waiting for the fax machine, and his glasses are all screwed up, and he's in the... And so that's the pickup shots they were doing, because he needed to do it at dusk. And he walks by, and we're like, oh my God, it's Tom Cruise. And our neighbor downstairs says, hey, can we get a picture? And the security guard looks at us and goes, no. And Tom Cruise looks around and sees that it's only four of us and goes, yeah, well, come on, let's do it. Like, wow, okay. So we took a picture, the four of us, and that was our Christmas card that year, going, hey, Merry Christmas from Jason, Pam, and Tom.
And Tom Cruise, yeah.
So I told my grandparents that story. And then I didn't know this, but my mom tells me this like a couple of months after I tell that story to my grandfather. My mom says to me, you have to watch the stories you tell Pop. And I go, why? He goes, because my grandfather was still working at the time, was a hairdresser. He goes, because he's telling everybody whose hair he cuts that you're friendly with Tom Cruise in Los Angeles. You moved to Los Angeles and now you're friends with Tom Cruise. And I'm like, wait, what? He's telling everybody I moved to L.A. friends with Tom Cruise. I'm like, okay.
Telling people that you're taller than him?
I was. No, dude, I was. No, I was definitely was taller.
We did sit down and we had a recruitment video.
I definitely was taller.
Did you ask him if you could go recreate the, since you were right by the beach, recreate the volleyball scene?
I'll wear the shirt and I'll wear the jeans. Yeah, I'll be Goose in that.
Can Mike, what are you doing? Nobody wants to picture that, man. What are you doing?
But like this, I'm sitting here going, so everybody on Staten Island, where I'm from, thinks, you know, these people that he knows, because now he's a hairdresser and he knows so many people. He was a hairdresser for like 40 years. Yeah. I'm like, they're going to go
everybody
tell their
in the
kids
neighborhood, sure,
that I went to high school with or knew, like, yeah, Jason moved to L.A. and he's friends with Tom Cruise. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to watch him tell that story.
Fast-tracked, and then I said, right there.
And then I said, wait a minute. I don't really care if he tells that story to people.
You look good.
Here's some girls I would like him to make sure know about this story from high school, okay? Here's girls I want to know right here. If you run into any of these parents or aunts or uncles or in any way related, you tell these girls that I'm hanging out with Tom Cruise. That's the ones I want to know. I'm living the high life, man. I'm the high life in L.A. Look at me, Tom Cruise.
And just like that, you became friendly with Kelly Preston. Renee Zell.
No, he was the only one there. It was pickup shots for that scene, and that was it.
Saying eventually you start embellishing the story.
I was at the premiere. Yeah,
but just think about it. You went from meeting Cruise and family thinking you're hanging out with Cruise, and now all of a sudden you're hanging out with
OJ.
Double murderer.
They're like, what's happened to Jason the last 6 months? He's gone downhill, man. What's going on?
Well, you know, Cruise was kind of boring compared.
Wow.
But I mean, that's something. I can only imagine the reaction of all of your group. Hey, we just won the softball game.
Yeah. We're coming in.
All right then. Record needle kind of thing.
You know, how long did you hold his hand?
No, I didn't. I walked by OJ.
Liar.
I walked by OJ.
You didn't Charles Woodson him?
Tom Cruise, I shook his hand and said, thank you so much.
No problem.
Oh, no, that was just once. Like Curtis Martin? No. I shook Tom Cruise's hand.
You should have tried to steal his hat.
I said, thank you, like three times. He wasn't wearing a hat.
Curtis Martin was wearing one of those.
Oh, I thought you meant Tom Cruise. No. Tom Cruise wearing sunglasses. No.
Tom Cruise doesn't wear a hat with hair like that.
No, I would not.
No, not at all. No. Should have stolen his sunglasses.
Yeah, that's why War of the Worlds didn't do that well. He's wearing a baseball hat through most of it. Doesn't work that way.
Bad move.
Doesn't work. But the whole thing with that was one of the few moments in life when I understand when people say, yeah, and then everything just was slowed down and was in slow motion. And I never understood what people meant by that. What do you mean it it was in slow motion. But that moment for me, when I walk in, all of a sudden O.J. Simpson is there, and I go, whoa.
Did you all just sit there and rubberneck the whole time, clocking him for the next half hour?
All we did was, we sat there, we were huddled over our drinks, just going, what's he doing now? What's he doing now? Who's the girl he's with? Can we tell? Can we tell who that is? Who is that? Who is that? All right, you get up and walk by. You go up and walk and order drinks and see if you can see who that is. So then it was like, who's going to go up to the bar and stand close without looking like you're standing right next to me? Because again, there was nobody at the bar. Like, this is an empty bar that nobody is in at 8:30 at night. And we're like, what do we do? What do we do? Do we go see him? We'll see what he's drinking. What's she drinking? We got to see who she is. And this is before cell phones, camera phones. Anything. Oh, this is like 1996 when people were just getting cell phones where you could play Snake on it. Ah, no, stop. Don't disrupt me. I'm playing Snake on this cell phone. Oh, okay. I'm trying to text where you had to go through every letter on the thing. If you wanted to text the letter C, you had to hit the A and then the B and then wait for it on the one and then click it. So there was no way you could take pictures of that or take any, because I would easily have had something like that. But it was just, we just sat there like,
oh, well, where was your Polaroid Instamatic? Wait for it.
All right,
Wait for it.
I'm going to shake it. Don't look at it yet.
Don't leave yet. This one might not be good.
You want it to develop. Hang on.
Wait for it.
I don't know if it's looking any good. Hey, oh, you know what? You had your eyes closed. Let's do it again.
It's like taking the glaucoma test. The light that would shine off of those things.
Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more on OJ. And coming up next, boy, did we get a bombshell drop on us from Tom Brady earlier today.
Let's go!
That's next right here. Jason and Mike Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Oh, how happy was I today? The Mets thumped the Braves. They scored 16 runs. The Knicks beat the crap out of the Celtics. We're going to the finals. Big day, Mike Harmon. Big day today.
Jalen Brunson with another 39.
MVP.
And just think about it. It's 1994. Headlines are all about OJ and the Knicks.
OJ and the Knicks. You're right. Now, it's funny you say it because we played the the font open.
The font!
To start the show tonight.
Yeah.
And while everybody, you always play, where were you when, where were you when? I think everybody remembers where they were when the OJ verdict trial was, when the OJ verdict was read. And you also remember where you were when the chase happened.
Oh, the Bronco chase, absolutely.
Al Cowlings and OJ Simpson. And I remember where I was because it just happened to be at the same time of as game six of the NBA Finals, the Knicks and the Rockets. You know what I was doing?
What were you doing?
I was fonting.
Really?
This is when I was a production assistant. Be open about font to font.
You were crying.
Because, you know, if you were in charge of the font, you were in charge of the graphics for a show. And that was part of the wheel of assignments you did as a PA or an AP at ESPN was you did graphics. But they call it fonting. So
was it really a
ready.
Wheel?
Well, they would call it wheel because when you were a temporary PA or in your first year, it would say you would spend a month doing this, then a month doing this, and a month doing that, right? So that was where you're on the wheel. And so I was doing graphics. I was fonting. And the whole thing is the chase is going on, and I'm watching the Knicks and the Rockets. And I'm going, this is crazy. And and the argument was, what's going to lead the show tonight? What do we lead the show with? What does SportsCenter lead with? Do we lead with the chase or the Knicks? I go, this is the NBA bleeping finals, and it's the Knicks. And everybody's like, are you kidding? What are you, nuts? And I remember somebody saying, we'll be lucky if we even get to the Knicks in the show. I'm like, what are you, crazy? But sure enough, now realizing how big a deal it was, me with my Knicks goggles on, the O.J. Simpson chase was the whole show. Yeah, we did the NBA Finals, and the Knicks won, forcing Game 7. I was like, okay, great. And I'll always remember at the end, because I was doing graphics, is that somebody, I want to say it might have been Stuttering John from Howard Stern's show, got into the post-game press conference. Pat Riley's answering all these questions for the Knicks, and, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And I think it was Stuttering John who says, Pat Riley, do you think if OJ had cut to the left, he would have got away? And Pat Riley goes, what? And then you hear, get him out, get that guy out, get him out. And they took him out.
Because
Pat Riley doesn't know. He just won the game, and now he's answering questions. If OJ had cut to his left, would he have gotten away? It's like, all right.
Well, I mean, look, if Pat Riley had been wise to the chase, then he could have answered it.
He might have
given you a good response.
Could have been.
Might have gone to the whiteboard and come up with a pretty good play to run. No, I remember we were in an apartment. We had a bunch of folks over across from Ryan Field up in Evanston. And TV's on, and all of a sudden the Knicks game goes to the picture-in-picture.
Yeah.
I started cursing up a storm.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
I got the Knicks here.
I don't care about this.
See, I didn't have that because I had two screens in front of me. I was on ESPN.
Clearly you didn't.
Like, I didn't care. I'm like, I got the Knicks here, and I got the chase here. And after a while, honestly, the chase was boring. Like,
no, but that's what I mean. Put the game back
on. That was the first.
And flip it if you need to.
That was the
Give me
first,
my picture-in-picture the other way.
That was the first real chase that anybody really got to see. Because now, in the ensuing years, when there's car chases, when police are chasing somebody in different... Okay,
it's
everybody stops and watches,
here
right?
In L.A.
But that was the first time anybody would saw it.
Not as you'd thought from the movies from Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, this is AC. I got OJ in the car. And, you know, what? The one thing I remember from the time was when they started driving through... where he lived, driving through
Brentwood,
is that the people on the side of the road that knew it was coming, that were standing there and waving because they knew the television cameras come by, and I remember going, oh my God, what are the people? They're right near a car. That car could.
You've
jump
done
the curb
that out here.
Moment. Yeah,
you've done that out the back door here at Fox Sports Radio.
I didn't realize
when
at
we've
the time,
been watching chases.
No, I didn't realize at the time. I was like, oh my God, I'm so scared for those people because they're there just to be on television. Hey, yeah. Look, and they're waving as they know the car is driving by them. I'm going, oh my God. Those people, oh my God, those people. Then I realized, oh yeah, okay. We just drove by a wreck 2 weeks ago from a car chase right outside the studio.
That's right.
And
so
I
had
was
it on two
gruesome.
Screens.
We had the OJ on one screen and the Knicks on the other screen.
Doesn't sound like you were watching the game.
No, I was watching it. The Knicks had it in hand. So it was okay.
What's up?
The Knicks had the game in hand.
The Rockets won game six.
Then it was game five. Game five. It was a game the Knicks won. It was a game. This game, the Knicks won. Was that? It was game five. Hang on. Anyway, then it was game five because that's they asked Pat Riley. Yeah, it was game five. Game five.
The Knicks were up 3-2.
Yes. They got 3-2. They lost game six and game seven. Sorry, I meant game five. Okay, I said game
Come
six.
On, man.
My fault. It's my
Nate
fault.
Show.
And but watching them both, and I was like, okay. And then I remember being mad after going. An OJ chase. Knicks are going to win the championship, and now no one's even talking about it because OJ was in the chase in his car. Come on.
Well, fortunately for you, they didn't.
What do you mean, fortunately? I wouldn't care if they won and it got pushed.
But now
off.
You got 30 years of the chase.
So does this mean now
loss.
The Knicks are going to make it to the finals and lose? Is that what you're telling me now? Knicks, yo.
A karmic thing?
Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go.
You know, I hate to say I told you so, whatever. Just everybody coming around, you know, with another 39-point performance.
Mm.
Trying to jump on your Jalen Brunson bandwagon.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. Guy's the MVP.
Now he's
going to
finish like 18th in voting, just the way things work behind Luka and Jokic and everybody else. But he's had a hell of a run.
That's insane. You know what it is, honestly? This
is it an anti-New York bias?
Hey, I didn't say it. You did. That's an anti-Knicks bias. That's exactly what it is. Because in the media, there's certain teams that members of the media just don't like for one reason or another.
You're also not going to get a lot of love when a guy who claims to be your biggest fan doesn't realize that they traded one guy's ass away months ago,
hey.
And the other guy's been starting for 40 games.
Grimes has been really good, okay? Hartenstein coming off the bench, that's been what we need.
He really...
All right? It's what we need. No, look, you could see just if Jalen Brunson played anywhere else, if Jalen Brunson was a Celtic, if he played on the Lakers, anyway, look at Jalen Brunson, look for his size, but look how smart he is, his IQ on the court, he's not fast, but he's quick enough, look what he does, he'd be gushing. But because
he's got
it's the
deceptive
Knicks,
speed.
But because it's the Knicks, and everybody gets sick and tired of Knicks fans like me going, go New York, go New York, I'm not going to give him any credit. That's exactly why.
That
not
song
give
really
him
doesn't
any
get enough run,
credit.
Though.
It's the same thing for why LeBron and AD don't get credit when the Lakers play. Well, I just don't like you talk about them too much. Oh, okay. But we don't talk about Luka. We don't talk about Jokic as much as we talk about some of these guys. So it's easy to praise
you
them.
Brought up Dallas. Let's talk about the Cowboys.
I'm telling you, man.
What do we got now?
Hey, Quentin Grimes plays pretty well for the Cowboys. Coming off the bench for the Cowboys, he'll be terrific, man. I'm telling you.
I'm glad you admit, though, that it's your fault people hate the Knicks.
It's but I'm saying
it is your fault.
It's crazy, but that's the case.
It's not that crazy.
There is a huge anti...
You guys haven't won in 50 years.
There's anti-Knicks, anti-Lakers bias.
I wonder why, because you parade around like you're great when you're not.
Think about the last time they won a title, though.
You're not great.
Even Phil Jackson was throwing bows.
Even without Julius Randle, we're great. I mean, come on.
You decide once and for all. Do you love or hate that guy?
No, it doesn't
just
matter.
Just put no today.
No,
the show is right now.
I don't have to.
Look at that. Like, you tried to, you know, send a little soft love the other day. It's like, Blykamp, we don't need him.
I don't have to.
We're running straight through. We don't need that guy.
Wait, the narrative of this playoffs is, look at the Knicks running through teams, and they don't even have Julius Randle. That's going to be the big thing.
This is why, Mike. This is why.
That's the run.
This is why they hate us.
That's the run.
Go New
York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York. You know, the funny thing is, the one thing I remember from Go New York, Go New York, Go is the Bulls, what was it, 90, 93 after they won? Scott Williams. The Bulls parade. And this is after the Bulls won the championship, right? So this is after the Eastern Conference Finals. They win the championship. And everybody gets to speak at the, you know, at the rally and at the parade. And Scott Williams says, man, last round, all we heard was, go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Well, yeah, they're gone. And everybody went crazy. I'm going...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's what I say. That's kind of what I think of, is him saying, yeah, they're gone. Okay. But watch this year. Watch out.
All right.
Watch out.
Let's get the people that actually
matter. Go New York. Go New York. Go. So I'll have more on OJ coming up in a few minutes. But as I mentioned, Tom Brady, well, it didn't pick today, did a podcast, and today it just so happened to break.
Mm-hmm.
In a barber's chair, getting a haircut from a guy all kinds of tatted up. Let slip that, hey, if the NFL called me at some point, coming back to play isn't something I'm opposed to.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots,
somebody,
Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
There it is.
Yeah.
Tom Brady saying, I would not be opposed to it.
No, it's good. Because
not
in the
opposed to it.
Twitterverse, New England Patriots, just a little off the top, and it was an old picture of Brady with long hair, you know, talking throwbacks, whatever. He said 50,000 likes and I'll unretire, and he had that scratched out, grow it back out with a bunch of crying, laughing emojis. I'm going to work to that haircut myself, see if I can't recreate such greatness. Because you know what that does for me? Makes me feel young again.
Oh, good.
If Tom Brady's back on a football field.
Sure. Yeah.
Means that I'm not that old.
I could squint and I couldn't be able to tell him from you.
No. Really. But the point is, if he's playing, do I need LeBron to play to like he's 50? Because as long as he's out there, I don't feel so damn old.
The Final Cut podcast, which that is from. And it's funny that he mentions Michael Jordan there. Because I'll tell you what it seems like he's got in common with Michael Jordan that is not a great thing. When Jordan retired, came back, retired again, came back, Jordan had a competition issue that he could never find. How do I translate the competition I had on the basketball court into what I do after my career is over, right? He struggled with that, which is why he retired, unretired.
Gambled a lot.
Trying to figure out how to be, to own a team, front office, own a team. He never figured that out. Kobe Bryant was the same way. What's he going to do? But Kobe was succeeding at it. He found a way. He was doing a lot of stuff for women's sports, the Mamba Basketball Academy, and he was away from basketball doing things. He won an Oscar. So Kobe found a way. That was the other guy I'm saying, what's he going to do after there's no more games? Because he's as competitive as anybody else. But he found a way. But what Brady's got, the thing is that he's got that competition issue. That now, what does he do? Because he's now is someone who retired, came back, retired, and now wants to make sure the door is open that, hey, just in case, now I'm not saying I want to do 18 games, but end of the season, if you're a playoff team, or if you're New England, the Raiders, because the first team the guy brought up was San Francisco, hey, if the quarterback is hurt, would you play? I'm not opposed to it. So he wants people to know.
Name-checked a bunch of teams,
too. He wants people to know that if you have quarterback issues near the end of the season, you're really good, and you're a playoff team. Yeah, I could still do it. Like, he's still holding out hope that I can play in the NFL and still do other things. I can be that part-time guy. Kind of like Roger Clemens wanted to do near the end of his Yankee career, where it was, you know, I don't want to pitch until the middle of the season. I want to basically sit home and do nothing and then come back and pitch in August.
Well, it's like veteran players now that have no desire to go to training camp, and if they miss the first couple of weeks, doesn't matter. Yeah. It's a 17-game season.
But you can see Brady is the first thing to say is he has difficulty with retirement. What's going to keep him happy? He was always about competition. The great winners are always driven. And what do you do when it's done?
Well,
and
how do you get that same juice?
Yeah, when you're done, you're done. And look at his second retirement. He's walking on the beach at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hey, guys, that's it. You only get one of these, my second one. I'm done. I'm walking away. Like, I never thought after that he was really, really done.
No.
And here he is now saying, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Like, if you would say, I'm done. No. I'm retired. I'm going to buy a football team. I'm done. No. Still, he's saying, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Why would you say that unless you know you want teams having the back of their mind, okay, if something happens, because Brady knows. Look what we saw last year. How many quarterbacks started for teams? 60?
No, but that's still 60 we're over quarterbacks. 60 back-to-back years.
So if you're the Browns the end of last year, and you could and you're sitting, what do we do? Hey, Tom Brady wants to go play. Now all the teams know, all the teams in the NFL know, if we're great and we lose a quarterback, Brady might want to come play for us. Like, he's like, now his chance of going from 0% playing to playing, like, now it's like a 50-50 deal, because you know there's going to be a team or teams that is really good, quarterback issues at the end, quarterbacks out because they get hurt all the time. Now I think up in the air.
Look,
is he
going to
come back and play?
You got a chance.
Right? Is he going to come back and play? Really?
It could finally happen for you.
Back?
A quarterback worth his weight in salt.
Aaron Rodgers,
the guy from Chicago.
Aaron Rodgers says, no, I'm going to politics now or whatever else. All right, you leave in December. Tom Brady
will
come
in. An Aaron Rodgers story we can get to later.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, that's like now, like his chance of never playing again went from 0 to 50-50, because somebody in contention with quarterback issues in December will call him.
Well, there's no 100% doubt he's staying in shape, right? And while he looks at the broadcast booth and everything else, you're not just slamming that door, especially after you watched, because as he's studying from the last 2 years' footage, right? You start doing mock games and whatever. So a lot of crappy quarterbacking.
Yeah.
Which is why we're talking about 5, 6, and just 7 guys being
just
drafted
the numbers
in the
telling
top
you guys
40?
Are going to get hurt.
No,
just
but
the numbers telling you guys
right.
are going
to
get hurt.
Normally it's what, 9 to 12 quarterbacks actually come through unscathed, and that's a bit variable year to year, but for the most part, you're turning things over. And most of those replacements are so bad, you basically say, well, our starter's done, our year's done. Well, now if you've got him floating out in the lab and getting himself ready and work together, like I said, preparing for the work at Fox, no doubt put a little more fire back in the belly going, this is what passes for starting quarterback right now? I'm better than this. I may not be able to move laterally worth a damn at all, but I'm in. Mm.
Now, how would Brady do if he did come back after being away for a whole year? He says, I'm always going to be in shape. I'm always going to be able to throw the ball. After being away for so long, how would Brady do? The answer is going to surprise you on that. We got that coming up next right here. Jason,
be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. You know, we started the conversation a few minutes ago about Tom Brady, who did a podcast that dropped today, the Final Cut podcast, in which he was asked, while in the barber's chair, hey, end of the season, team needs a quarterback, they give you a call, do you come back and play? And I think Brady surprised a lot of people by saying this.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs, offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
All right, there is from the deep. I said Final Cut, the Deep Cut podcast. Tom Brady, not opposed returning late in the season. He name dropped New England, name dropped the Raiders team he's trying to buy.
Yeah,
he was first asked about San Francisco. So those three teams are out there. Like, hey, if you said that, and he was like, yeah, these teams. First, he said New England. Would I come back and play for New England? And then,
funny how he left the Jets off. Yeah, because they're going to need a quarterback.
Oh, well, he would play. Are you kidding? If the Jets are in first place in December and Aaron Rodgers gets hurt and they called him, he would come running. He would come running to the Jets.
Dude, with that defense, first place.
With that defense and Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams would be making his debut that week sometime in the first week of December. He'd be so excited, man. Come on. How would Brady do if he does come back?
I really thought you were going to drop a Howard Berman announce the return.
And TJ, clearly a man named Brady. Brady would be just fine.
Yeah.
Coming back after a year and a half away. How can you say that? Joe Flacco, 39 years old, sitting on his couch for most of last year, not signed in the offseason, going into the regular season, not signed, shows up midway through the season, and what does he do? Hey, wins games for the Browns, throws the ball really well. Sometimes when you have a particular skill set, it's always going to translate. And there's a lot of times
Liam Neeson cannot be stopped.
No, you can't. I still can't get over how he's able to find his daughter when she was in Europe and he was in the United. I mean, really.
Yeah, but he translated that set of skills into like another direct. But 38 direct-to-video movies.
Yeah, but Taken, he made it seem so easy. Like, I could do that.
Well, he had a geo tracker on her.
If there's some, I could find somebody if they disappeared in France and I was in the United. I had to fly. Easy. I could find them. Yeah, 100%.
Doesn't speak the language.
There's no currency. He is. He would be just fine. If Joe Flacco is just fine, Tom Brady would be just
Flacco
fine.
Flacco turned the ball over a bunch, but that was his persona before.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to Brady, what amazes me is this story started to swirl over the course of the day. How many people get all up in their feels that he would even open the door to this and consider it? I bet you on a given day, he throws more footballs than most starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, he still does it.
In the NFL. Like, that's just part of who he is, waking up, getting his workout in, getting it done. And if he wants to play until he's 112, I don't give a damn.
No.
If he can still physically make the throws and make plays, who's he hurting? Is he taking a job? Remember Tim Tebow in AAA?
No.
Oh, my God. What's it? They're selling tickets.
Well,
they're
that's the whole thing.
Putting people in.
He's not going to do it. He's already said, listen, I don't want to do it for a whole season. I guarantee you he doesn't want to do it for a whole season. But now, if I can be the, hey, I'll play at the end of a year if you
need
me.
Break glass in case of emergency.
And not only that, but if he did it this year, what's to stop him from doing it the year after?
But that's the thing.
You know, I'm going to be around. If a team needs me, yeah, I would do it. And he would be fine. He'll still be able to throw the ball. Is he going to throw four touchdowns a week and throw for 375 yards? No. But could he produce like Flacco last year? 100%. Because you're playing with a good team around you.
He's picking
his
team.
I don't have to worry about getting back into shape, you know, because I'm still doing workouts. I'm a quarterback. It's different for quarterbacks and our other positions. If you are a defensive back or a running back or a wide receiver, there's working out, then there's getting in football shape. Brady's had this for over 20 years. He is a quarterback. There's not as much training. It's why guys can, you know, look, quarterback, punters, kickers, they can sit around, show up, and hey, I'm on my couch, but I can suddenly play the next week if you need me to. It's just a different skill set that allows you to jump in and do that. And he would be fun. He would have that's exactly who he would be. He would have a Joe Flacco on the Browns type effect, but maybe more so because he was a better quarterback than Flacco was. There'd be more level of belief in Brady, and he's only going to a team that's really good. So yeah, he would do really well coming off. And I'm telling you, people don't understand, the chances of him playing now just went through the roof. Because it went from zero to at least, because somebody will call, because somebody's going to be really good in December, and somebody's, will lose their quarterback, because that's what we saw, and they'll call Brady. The only thing that I can see, you know, is if it happens too early. If what looks like a really good team loses a guy like at the end of September, is Brady going to be up for that? Yeah, I don't know. But Thanksgiving, December, hey, we're losing a guy. Yes, I'm in. You're going to the playoffs. I want to play in the playoffs. I think we can run. I'll come back and play.
But there's still
going
to be a ramp-up period. So even if it happened at the end of September, might not be game ready till the end of October.
Yeah, but what if by the end of October comes and you're not good? Like, you know, like might be too. He wants to go to a team that I am sure is going to be playing in December and then playing into January. Like, he's not going to risk, I'm coming back at the end of October and the team that was 6-2 suddenly is 6-6. You know, like, I'm not going to, that's the Jets. I'm not going to do that. No, it would have to be a team that we're going to the playoffs. We're really good. You don't have to play for very long. Show up first couple weeks, can hand the ball off. If we lose a couple of games, it's fine until you get your legs under you. Because instead of, because we'll go from 9-3 to 9-5, we're fine. Like, that's when he will come back.
See, what I love also about this is, since he's not currently destroying your Jets, you're recognizing the greatness that is Tom Brady.
See, I'm thinking he's going to come back and something's going to come in for Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers, is he going to make it a whole season?
No,
I hope he does.
Hell no.
If he does,
not making
we'll
it the first game.
In. We'll have Brady coming in. It'd be awesome. Brady coming in December. Oh, man. Brady getting the Jets at Super Bowl. Oh,
another ripped so ACL can give you a Zach attack.
Exit out by the Fresca. Exit Swollen Dome. Coming up next, a huge story that's going to disappear very soon. Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.